And she went up, went back up and was teaching around Sheridan, I think. Anna Noble, she married Watt. They had a bunch of kids. She went back to teaching.
Do you remember any, did they call the teacher anything? Would they have a name for teachers? Or
no.
Was it just woman teacher?
Yeah, just woman. We had one man teacher, Eric Rule. He lived right over this light here.
Now, when you got married, did you have anyone stand up for you? Or
no.
If you did in that situation, would they call them, what would they call the
minister's wife? Yeah, the minister's wife.
Uh-huh. But would they have called that person, if a person had stood up for you, he would have been your
witness?
Or would they have used the word best man, perhaps?
Well, they do now. They come to have the best. Most of these church weddings are all best man, you know.
And for the woman, I guess they have.
What the, I don't know what they call her. That was just two one the other day.
Do they call them bridesmaids?
Yeah, I think bridesmaids, something like that.
Okay. All right. Now we've talked about most of your relatives. Any other illustrious relatives you can think of?
I ain't got many. I got three cousins, is all I got that I know of.
And where did your cousins live?
Well, one lives in Bridger, Montana. And I think the other one were twin sisters to Terry, Montana. And there's one in Cheyenne. Two of them I saw twice in 50 years. And I see the other one about there for four or five.
So you're sort of out here alone,
yeah.
I guess. Well, what I'd like to do now is, when you first, I guess you grew up in a house right around here. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Just west of here, yeah.
Maybe you could tell me, create sort of a word picture, what you remember of that house. Furnishings, perhaps?
Well, it was a homestead shack. The wind slowed down, kind of went through the house. Damn near froze in the wintertime. Water bucket would freeze on the stove. Break the ice, build a fire in the stove, more than thaw the water bucket out.
And you lived with your step grandfather and your grandmother.
Yeah.
How did they survive that?
Well, hell, everybody else survived around here the same way. Everything was the same way around.
So they didn't know it was miserable, I guess.
No, nobody knew the difference. Everybody lived that way, except the ones that lived in the dugouts, you know, and they was pretty warm in wintertime.
What were the dugouts like?
Oh, they were just a hole in the bank, you know, and then they had a front on them and a roof over them covered with dirt. You know, they were cool in the summer, you know, and warm in the winter. Snake might get in once in a while. But
you learned to live with that.
Huh? I didn't live in a dugout, but there was something around. Old Oscar lived in a dugout for years. You know.
How did you keep, or how did you try to keep your shack warm?
Had an old coal stove, heating stove in there. Go out to these coal mines and bank, and dig coal in the wintertime and haul wood, you know. Haul several loads of coal up for the winter. Wow. Snow got so deep you couldn't get it in the wintertime, you know.
Did they ever have a fireplace?
Well, between here and Gillette, there was a house burned down. And there was the fireplace and chimney stood there for years. So somebody had a fireplace. I don't know who it was.
Only thing that survived.
That's the only thing that survived.
Well, let me ask you a couple of things about a fireplace. What's that thing over the top of the fireplace called?
What's it called? Hearth or something? What do they call that thing? I've heard it. I can't remember. You know?
You can prompt him, but he has to say it. Have you ever heard of a mantle? Is that what they might call it around here?
You mean well,
with me? Over the top. Uh-huh.
It was a damper.
I see.
Yeah. They had a damper in the chimney. It would keep fire from going out so much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was one over there in that clubhouse.
And they made it out of...
There's a few people now, you know, putting fireplaces in houses, but...